Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 John chapter 4, I finished reading John chapter 1, verse 13. Let's pick up at that spot today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible says.
You ever hear a person say, that was a good sermon, but. And they don't like something that came from the Word of God, that but. The deceptive flesh will attack the truth of God. Understand that man in the pulpit, if he's preaching the Word, he's only a messenger. He's delivering you God's message. You ever read the book of Malachi? The word Malachi means messenger. You know, that was his name. He was a sent messenger. A sent messenger of God, sent with God's message. Boy, I tell you, it talks in there. The last word of the Old Testament is in the book of Malachi. The very last word is curse. A curse. Okay? And so, he didn't water it down. If you read the book of Malachi, you'll find that things weren't watered down. I mean, he attacked divorce, he attacked not giving your best to the master. I mean, he attacked big time. Because those were God's words that he's writing. It wasn't Malachi. Instead of Malachi, it was the Holy Spirit of God speaking through him. And so understand that that's what the devil does. He tries to attack the truth of God. And he tries to attack by appealing to your flesh, just like he did with Eve in the garden, like he tried to do with Jesus in the wilderness. So now that we've seen the strategy determined by God, that is, let's go on to verse 4, because this is really where we were going to start. I just thought it was important to have that review to get context. Now in verse 4 it says, we are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, when you are of God, that is, when you are saved, you are his child. That's why we read in John chapter 1 and verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Let me go and read the next verse. Which were born. Not of blood, you're not born a Christian because your family was Christian. Not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. Well, I just so willed myself to be a Christian. I just so willed myself to be this, or I just so willed that or this. No. You didn't get saved by your strong will. And he goes on to say, nor by the will of man. Okay. Man didn't say, well, this is the way of salvation, this is the way I'm devising it, so this way it's going to be. I know the Bible says one thing, but you can do this and you'll be all right. No. He said, as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God, even them that believe in his name. They're relying only on Jesus Christ. They were born, that is the new birth, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, because it's the spiritual birth, nor the will of man. It's not man-made, but of God. Salvation is of the Lord. And so, the very next verse said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And that is God. The Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. Jesus Christ became the Son of God. Well, was always the Son of God, but became the Son of Man that day, that he might be the bearer of our sin, to pay our penalty. And he is the only begotten, the physically only begotten Son of God. As a result, We see John chapter 14, verses 14 through 27. And I want you to listen to this because I think this is very, very important. In John chapter 14, verses 14 through 27, we have a very interesting passage there that I think that is something that each of us should hear. In John chapter 14, verses 14 through 27, we read the following. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Now these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, and not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now again, we talk about the spirits that are out there. That verses 1 through 3 is addressing spirits, you know. He tells us how to identify those spirits. But even when those spirits are more powerful, and they are more powerful than you, he says, you're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. See, you've got the very Holy Ghost in you. If you receive Christ as your Savior, his Spirit is living in you. Don't restrict him. Don't quench the Spirit inside you. The Holy Ghost is given us the very moment we're saved. And he's in there to teach us all that Christ says in his word. So be in his word on a daily basis and meditate therein. His voice, if it's his voice in your heart, it will never, never, never contradict the Bible. So that's why he said the Holy Ghost would teach you whatsoever that he has said, and these are his words, God's word. So, you can say you love him, but you won't keep his word, you won't go by his word, then you're really just lying about it. You're lying to yourself, you're deceiving yourself. So you've got to decide, am I going to serve God or am I going to serve my flesh? So this is how you know if it's his voice speaking, because there are many false prophets, many false spirits that are deceiving many prophets. And they deceive oftentimes good people because good people are not just walking as they ought to walk with the Lord. So here's these deceiving spirits. They're out there against you. But you've got the very Spirit of God as you go in God's word. I've said this on the broadcast and before, and I know I'll say it many more times, but I think it's very important. Get to know the Lord so well through his word that you get to know his person so well that his voice will be as familiar in your heart as your spouse's physical voice is to your ear. Now, folks, I've had things that have come up in life that I could say no to without really having a scriptural reason, but rather knowing the person of the Lord. God is holy. All his works are in righteousness. All his ways are holy. So knowing that of him, all the ways and works of the Lord are righteous and truly holy. If that thing smacks of something different and it's deceptive, you see, then I know, don't go that way. Don't go that way. That's why you can't rock and roll and be holy in church. Okay? Is that simple enough, or does it take much more explanation for you than that? I hope not. I think most of you that are listening are wanting to hear the Bible and just believe what it has to say. So just think of that, child of God. The Holy Spirit that indwells you is greater than he, that is, than Satan, whom the Bible calls the God of this world. Listen in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and verses 3 through 6. Because these are glorious, God-breathed words. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That is something that is worthy of much meditation of you, the believer, of myself, when we think of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. Meditate on it, right? Write thoughts down. Ask God to give you thoughts that He wants you to get from that. I think it's good just to write your own thoughts and asking God to direct your thoughts and teach you from it. Understand, these guys weren't preaching themselves, they were preaching Christ. When men get to promoting themselves and they want to be up front and they want to be everything else, they want their name to be first, they want their name in lights, they want this, they want that, they're probably only using Christ to exalt their own name, when they should be exalting the name of Jesus. They should not be preaching, "Boy, you ought to see I did this and I did." No, they ought to see what Jesus has done. And really, they ought to realize they're just servants. For Jesus' sake, they're servants. And since God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, understand, in Him is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with God, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So, understand, if you'll just walk in that light, as He is in the light, then you begin to exalt the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Who is it that blinds the minds? The God of this world. It is not the Holy Spirit who blinds their mind, because they are not elected. And therefore, God gets some type of a satanic pleasure out of casting them into an eternal lake of fire and torment. No. No. You see, the Jews thought we are the elect of God, and they missed it in Exodus chapter 19 and verse 6, where He says that ye are a nation of priests. Now, before we jump too much on that, though, understand 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 and verse 9 also called us today, believers, are priests of God and holy nation.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will